Everyone has their own unique views and needs when it comes to financial success. If you'd like to leave your financial woes behind and live a life of financial freedom, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton. The show will help you with the ins and outs of money. We talk about financial issues that could be costing you thousands of dollars and keeping you up at night. We talk about money, tax reduction, saving more, spending less, 401ks, risk management, retirement, and everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happy relationship with money. Now, here is your host of Saving with Steve, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey folks, welcome to the Saving with Steve Show. We talk about the ins and outs of money, pretty much everything under the sun relates to you having a happy, healthy relationship with money. My name is Steve Sexton. I want to thank you for joining us. Thank you for sharing us with your friends and families. I mean, you know what? Our listeners and viewers, they keep growing and growing. We're over 1 million in the United States. Overseas, we're over 250,000. So this is just wonderful. One of the big things that's occurring now is more and more people are choosing solo travel. What are the things you need to know? Where to find the best travel experience? And the key is travel experience. You know, make it work for your budget, how to protect yourself, and how to make sure you protect yourself from misleading pricing and more. We have Hannah Salikwi. She's a travel industry expert. It spans 30 years. She's the head of product and operations at Solos. Since joining Solos, Hannah has been instrumental in shaping the logistic and creative framework of the company's group travel tours that they curate for solo travelers. So you're talking to the right person here. She knows all the ins and outs. She knows the experiences. She views the challenge of curating travels as both a privilege and a responsibility, leading her team with meticulous focus on delivering high-quality experiences for like-minded travelers. Whether it's a sun-drenched beach fronts in Santorini, active walk trails through Europe, sharing iconic views of Mount Everest, that's pretty cool. Hannah's team ensures that every detail is designed to foster connection to accessible costs. Her ultimate goal is to create perfect environments where solo travelers can arrive as strangers, and the big thing is to leave as friends. Hannah, thank you for joining us today. This is wonderful. Can't tell you how many people are looking forward to this. So I got to ask this. You've been doing the travel. You've been in this industry for 30 years. What got you started?
Genuinely, I always wanted to do travel all the way through school. I always knew I wanted to do something that involved the world. Just didn't quite know what. And then I ended up seeing it all the way through. I graduated with a travel and tourism management degree at university, and it was inevitable that I was going to go and find my first travel business, which actually was a tour operator that gave me work experience during my degree. I then started working with them, decided that tour operating was something I wanted to pursue because I liked the idea that we were responsible for every aspect of it, the flight, the accommodation, the transfer, the experiences in the middle. But inevitably, I ended up at Solos. So I started in a mainstream tour operator and was introduced to Solos Holidays, which is a business that's been around way longer than I've even been in the industry. I think it's going into its 45th year. And I've been with Solos now next month, 25 years, because what started out as something that I just was interested in turned into a big passion of mine. I got to do the tour operating side of it, but I also used to see the benefit that it gave the travellers that we were aiming at, which was those solo travellers that didn't want to travel on their own, wanted a platform to actually be with other people to have that experience. So that's what we've been working on all these years. And although we've been around a long time, and yes, things have moved on, technology and the way we travel, where we travel, our ethos is the same. We're still trying to put a group of what we hope are like-minded people together to go on a group holiday. And that's what I've kind of been working on for the last 25 years here.
No, I think that's wonderful. What's really interesting is I've got to ask this. How many countries have you been to?
Oh, my goodness. So many. There are still lots that I need to go to, but I mean, with work, I've travelled quite extensively because obviously we like to go and meet the local teams, see what we're selling. And then independently, also, I've tried to have some experiences of my own. But it's interesting, when you work in travel, it all becomes about who you're sending on holiday. It's not necessarily about what you're doing yourself now. So a lot of my travel does tend to revolve around trying to get the best experiences for the guests. And that's what we need to go and see. So myself and the product team try to get out to as many destinations as we can to kind of recce the environment and make sure that it's right. So I can't put a number to it, but it's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot of travel involved.
Okay, so let's just start talking a little bit about, I know you put together these this travel packages. So when you looked at, like, for example, you have a travel package, what would be the next one that's coming up that your company is promoting?
So at the moment, we're focusing on what's available for summer. So for instance, we are pushing out quite actively the Greek islands, because Greece for us is a huge destination. We do all sorts of holidays, your typical sun holiday, where you're just enjoying your environment, you get to go on some trips, if you want to go on some trips to see the local area, or we put together walking weeks where we include organized walking. We also do tours. So if you want the more cultural side of it, we move across a period of 7, 10 days, 2 weeks, going around all the cultural points of Greece, for example. So for us at the moment, we've very much turned our focus to looking at what the summer can offer. And for us, Greece is a big hit.
Okay, so let's talk about Greece. So if I'm looking at going on a solo travel experience and say it's to Greece. Yeah. So when Solos puts together something, they say, okay, we got a 5-day vacation or tour, and just kind of make it visual for people. Hey, you're taking a flight into, is it Santorini? Where would they fly into if they're going to?
So if we were talking Santorini, which is clearly a very iconic island down in Greece, we would, you can either transit through Athens, or you can get there directly onto the island if you're coming from, say, the UK, or that transit through Athens. You land in Santorini, you are met by a local team, you're taken to what we have out there is an exclusive accommodation. So we are based in the resort of Parissa. So I'm giving you a live example here. We're based in the resort of Parissa, which is a very laid back kind of beach resort. Lots of local bars and beach bars, cafes, churches, because Santorini has a church on every corner, very iconic white and blue. And we take over a whole property there. So we've got a hotel that is purely for our solos guests. In situ is a solos tour leader. So someone there to make sure that everyone's welcomed, everyone's included as much as they want to be. Someone there that can organise local excursions. So it might be to go and see the caldera, or go up to Ia and see the sunset over the cliffs. Could be a boat trip, could be wine tasting. They're there to facilitate that. We've got our local team who provide all the transfers that are required if the group want to get out and about. But the main, you know, and we've got a family that run this property. So you're made to kind of feel really welcome. There's a rooftop bar that with views over the resort and the sea. You can sunbathe, you can dip in the plunge pools, you can have drinks. It's a great environment for a social space to kind of have that interaction with your other travelers as well, because you don't know these people until you meet there. So that's kind of setting the scene for Santorini.
And then basically each day that they're there, they can pick and choose. I'm going to go see this. I want to see all the churches in Greece.
Yes, that's it. There is, on that type of holiday, Steve, there's no structure. It's basically our in-situ tour leader saying, this is what we can do for you during the week. Feel free to do as much or as little of it as you want. It's your vacation and holiday. It's up to you. And I'm here to help you if you want to get anything organized and you've got your group around you, have a chat with each other. Because what tends to happen is everyone holds back a bit. They want to see what everyone else is going to do. Once the group start interacting and chatting about what they like doing, they then kind of buddy up, and some want to go here and some want to go there. Some might like wine tasting, but others might like the church visits. Some might like the boat trips, but others might like to go up to Ayr and sit there and watch the sunset. So, you know, once they get that interaction with each other and find a common ground, that's when what we say the magic starts to happen, because then you see friendships start to sort of emerge. And then once everyone's kind of got a plan of how they want their trip to look, you weave in there a few restaurant experiences at the local tavernas and fish restaurants. There's some local bars where you can have some cocktails in the evening if you fancy relaxing. And then you go back to the property and you've got your own room. Everyone's in their own room. You've still got your own space. You've still got a bit of headroom and breathing space if you need it. But knowing that when you get up in the morning, there'll be other people in the breakfast room having a cup of coffee and some Greek breakfast before they head out for the day. Or they might just be heading up to the rooftop to sunbathe for the day if they don't fancy a day out around the island. That is a very popular way that our guests travel during the summer months. But for those that prefer a bit more structure, we have a tour of Greece. So you'd go into Athens or Thessaloniki, and you'd have our solos group would have their own dedicated kind of minibus coach. Mm-hmm. And it would take them around all the sites with local guides and experts that can explain what they're looking at and what they're seeing. But they still have the chance of that interaction, because when it comes to dinner time, you can still go and have drinks and dinner together, talk about the day. But during the day, you're actually physically going on a structured plan. Mm-hmm. Planned route, and you can see. So it just depends what the traveler wants out of their holiday, really.
Okay, so just before we take a quick break, how many typical people are going, because you're taking over the resort, how many people are typically going on one of these trips?
We try, so in Santorini, we're looking at around 18 in a group.
18? So yeah. 18, 1-8, so it's not a gigantic group, it's a great group.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on smaller group experiences, because that's where the best human interactions, people interactions happen. If the group's too big, you don't get round everyone. You don't have that familiarity. So we do pride ourselves on smaller group experiences. So, for example, in Santorini, we'd be looking at 18.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, folks, stick with us. We'll be right back with Hannah and Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I truly want to thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you letting your family and friends and associates know about the show. All the replays are available at savingwithsteve.us. If you're enjoying the stories of helpful information, insight on Saving with Steve, then I encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel so you never miss a show. Check out a few of our affiliates at UK Health Radio, BBS Radio, Talk Radio New York City, E360 TV, Las Vegas TV Network. All these networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve problems, uplift your spirit, and live a life of personal and financial freedom. By the way, all the show, you can go to our Facebook page at Saving with Steve Sexton. There's an Insiders Club. All the replays for the shows are here on savingwithsteve.us. If you're a solo traveler, you're going to want to listen to us a couple times, because Hannah's sharing some great detail here. So you know what? Let's go right back to Hannah, because we need to get some more information from her. Okay, so Hannah, one of the big things is a budget. Okay. So when somebody does solo travel, everybody's concerned about a budget, especially with all that's going on today in the world. Things are going a little more expensive. So how do people look at doing this on a budget?
So one of the benefits of a company like Solos is that we do the negotiating. So because we purely deal in sole occupancy rooms, so every one of our guests has their own room, we deal with the local with our local suppliers purely on a sole occupancy basis. So we are able to sort of benefit from negotiating rates for the solo traveler. So what that means is that we can put together a package which includes sole occupancy, because we know how important that is to the solo traveler to have their own space, to have their own room. So we show one price, and that will include whatever the experiences are as part of the trip and your own room. We don't have any single room supplement extras that will creep up as you go through the booking process.
Okay, so basically when somebody's doing this, they're covering their own flight from wherever they're coming from. And then basically everything that goes along with your program at Solos is, hey, it's an all-inclusive package. So if you're taking 30 tours, fine. If you're taking five, if you're spending your whole week up on the top shelf and sunbathing so you can come back like a raisin, that's cool too. And it's just all one price. And that includes the food, the drinks, the whole shot.
Yeah. So on each trip, it will vary slightly. Some trips will have some meals included. Others will have every single meal included. Some trips will have excursions included. Some won't. So it just depends. And, it depends on what you want out of your holiday. But everything would be listed. So it's very clear what you get for the price that you pay. And then when you click through, doesn't top up any of the price. It is one price for the list of inclusions.
Okay, so I want to just bring this up right now. We've received like a good number of emails. One of the experiences is, you know what? There's a number of tour companies, and I want to read this so it's done right. So it says, you know what? a lot of, solo travelers are looking to save. There's a number of tour companies that don't charge single supplement fees. Okay, I'm going to ask you to explain that in a minute. So, and what's happening is these solo travelers are often being misled by tour pricing, as the advertised price is based off them sharing a room. Okay, so you got to have a buddy if it's that type of thing. And the price increases dramatically during the booking process. And it usually typically happens after you get to the point where you're emotionally connected with it. And then, oh my God, I've got to pay a whole lot more. And it feels, a lot of people feel like they've been punished just for being a solo traveler. So help people understand what I actually said there. So they're like, they get it, because I know I'm just reading an email.
So I can confidently answer this, actually, because after all the years that we've been doing this, we know that one of the biggest bugbears of the solo traveler is clicking through and realizing that the price that you're seeing initially is based on sharing with someone else and then having a top up amount put onto the balance due. We don't do that at all. So what happens is, of course, a room is based on two people. Most hotels will base a price on two people sharing. But coming back to my point that I was making just a few minutes ago, because we are solely in the business of sole occupancy, we only price in sole occupancy terms. So when we package our trip, you will only ever see a price that is inclusive of that sole occupancy. There's nothing hidden with the way that we present our rooms to you. Now, there are some companies that will lead in with a twin share price. Then you click through and they'll say X amount more for sole occupancy room. We don't do it like that because we don't deal in twin occupancy at all. We just don't offer it. The price that you see will only ever be the price for being on your own in that room and being on that trip on your own in that room. So there's nothing... we'd like to think, and we know, there's nothing misleading about the way we present our price in that way.
So does that make sense? Folks, yes, it does. So folks, so basically what we're saying here is, many tour curators will set things up so that if you come in as a single price, but you want a solo room, you're going to have to pay a higher amount because the room's set up for two. And yes. When you're dealing with solos travel, you're just dealing with, hey, a single occupancy rate. Everything's yes. already been negotiated. And they've basically yes. taken over the whole resort anyway. So they've got control of that pricing. And that's to your benefit. But I think it's important to know that because, you know, sometimes 20, 30% more?
Oh, could be more, Steve. It actually could be more. It depends. It depends on the time of year that you want to be in that hotel. There's lots of variables, but it could be more. But yes, there is a percentage increase if you want sole use of that room. And that's what will get shown to you by some providers. Mm-hmm. But we just don't, like I say, we don't do that because we do not deal in twin share at all. We only go with sole occupancy. It's a really important part of this type of experience.
Well, it also goes to keeping a budget. So, you know what? The last thing you want to do
is
you're finding out you're getting bumped up from a cost standpoint. So, I just think it's important that people understand.
Yeah, it's quite transparent.
So, if you're doing solo travel, so the big aha here, if you're doing solo travel, is you want to make sure that the price doesn't jump up on you once you realize you're only solo.
There's operators and companies out there that put tours together and holidays together, trips together, and they don't specialize in solo travel. So they'll always lead in with a twin share price and have a supplement if you want to travel on your own in that room. Mm-hmm. Then there's companies like Solos, like ours, who only deal in solo travel, and those are the companies that are more likely only ever to present a price to you, a selling price to you, that is based on your own room just for you. So you really need to look out for the solo specialist companies like ours, that because that's the way we will present the pricing.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's important. If you're looking to solo travel, you want to find somebody who specializes in that so you can get that solo experience, find people like-minded. But, you know, I want to talk about solo travel safety. And I think, you know, when you're doing it with a group, it's a little bit different, a little more safe. But I think people need to understand that. But even then, you want to make sure you take precautions. And, you know, how do people plan and prepare to do things like this for their safety so they can have a wonderful time and not worry about things? What should you plan for if you're traveling solo? And what are the things you should do to take extra precautions to protect yourself? And that would be a really good topic because I think that's a big concern for all solo travelers, especially women that are traveling. And quite frankly, the bulk of the people who asked this question, who wanted to know about this, were women. So help us with those two things, Anna.
So, safety and support, I think, have to go hand in hand because, yes, there's a safety aspect and we can come to that safety when you travel. But there's also that support because especially if you're a first time solo traveler, I think having a team at the end of the phone or at the end of an email for reassurance and direction about how and what happens is just as important to someone coming for the first time or if they're coming back, as it is worrying about, am I going to be safe once I'm actually out in destination? So just to talk a bit first about the kind of the support that a solo specialist business can give you. There'll be dedicated people at the end of the phone, at the end of an email, that can give you that reassurance. Right, well, if I book with you, what happens when I get to my arrival airport? Is someone going to be there? How am I going to recognize them? What's going to happen? When do I meet the group? We can answer all those questions. And what comes along with that as well is also a set of very comprehensive travel documents put together by a team that know what those solo travelers want to hear. What do I do in case of an emergency? Or you know, if I get there and my driver's not there, what do I do? Who's my tour leader and how do I meet them? When am I meeting them? You know, it could be anything. Do I need a visa? What currency do I need? What sockets are used out there? It could be anything like that. So there's that support side to it that a solo specialist business can give to that traveller. And then there's the safety side of it. So I said it a bit earlier, every one of our trips, for example, goes with a solos tour leader. So that's a dedicated person within the group that looks out for the well-being of the group, the organisation of the group. So it's about that, having the freedom, but having the structure. And that's what the tour leader provides. And they also provide, and this is the biggest thing, the safety net. So coming back to your point that there's a lot of ladies that travel solo and want this environment where they can have some freedom, but also know that there's that safety around, that you've got your tour leader on hand to give you direction about where, when, how to meet. And when you're out on trips, you've got local specialist guides from that destination that can provide local information and insights to make sure that we're all doing the best to keep each other safe. And just the mere fact that you're surrounded by a group of people, you're not wandering alone if you don't want to, gives you an added layer of safety. And it does come up for us a lot. But I would also, coming back to my original point, the support that we can give on a one-to-one basis leading up to the trip is very instrumental in giving people the confidence to travel alone in that before they meet the group. And then once they get to the group, the tour leader almost takes over and acts as that support system, just to pull everyone together, make it an inclusive, safe space. And that's really important, because having that safe space means you can relax more into your trip and enjoy whatever's ahead of you more. Mm-hmm. I think that's a big deal, because if you're not relaxed on your trip, how do you get the most out of it? So we need to make sure that we're providing an environment that enables that.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, give somebody an environment before they get there, when they are there, so they can be present and experience and have the best experience possible. But by doing that, what you're saying is, once you, even when you're going through the booking process, you already know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. So when you arrive at the airport, you've got somebody with a sign saying, hey, you come to us. All right. And then they walk you on over to the bus or to your luggage or what have you. And then here comes the next step. And everybody's giving you the what's, when's, and how's, and all that kind of stuff. And you know somebody to go to. So that's wonderful. Now, here's a question I have. It's funny when somebody, when I get asked something like 20 times, gotta ask. So we're on a trip with solo travel. I lose my passport, my wallet. Okay. What do people do?
Yeah. So that's when our wonderful tour leaders kick in, because they, over their years of travel, they will have seen many scenarios with the guests in the group that they have to support. And one of them will be passports, money, cards, phone, whatever it might be. And let's use the passport example. They would just help support that guest in getting to the right place to start the ball rolling with whatever needs to happen. So it would be applying for emergency passport, for example. Then if that person has to stay in resort beyond, say, the group leaving, because it's going to take a few days for the emergency passport to kick in, the tour leader would liaise with the head office, and we would support that guest with extra stay, change in flights, whatever it might be. So in that instance, the tour leader would provide the in-resort support, and then the wider office team would then support whatever logistics needed to be made. So they wouldn't be left to manage it themselves. And I think that's the safety net I was talking about. Just having that one person in the group to kind of give you that support when you most need it, because it is quite distressing. Even if, you know what else is quite distressing? If you arrive in destination and your luggage doesn't, that is just so that's I've always been, you know, there. You stand at that carousel and you're waiting for your bag to come, and it doesn't, and frustratingly it doesn't come. you know, if you were there on your own, you'd be going, oh my goodness, what am I going to do now? But you have that tour leader there. They've got kind of protocol in place. They know in the back of their mind, they've got in their handbooks what they can do to support that group guest. Mm-hmm. And they will help them recover their luggage with the airline. So there's lots of ways that in resort tour leader is valuable to that guest in that kind of situation. And like I say, we have a head office team that always kicks in to provide that extra layer as well, because we know that the solo traveler in that situation would benefit and appreciate the support that we can give from our experiences. Mm-hmm. To help in those situations.
And I want to thank you for saying that. One of the things that there's three or four people that emailed, you know what, this happened to me where they lost their passport. Mm-hmm. And basically the tour ended it like a couple days before the end of the tour, they lost their passport. And basically mm-hmm. when the tour ended, they were left to fend for themselves. And, if it wasn't for the fact that they actually had a copy of the passport in their luggage, they would have been there for a couple of weeks as opposed to a couple of days. And they had to fend for themselves and do all that stuff. And I think it's wonderful that you just said,
we would
make arrangements because, you know, you're in a tough time. And even with a credit
card. We would not leave them to make their own arrangements. It's just, you know, if you book a trip with solos, you get that added extra service that, because we know that that's what the solo traveler needs. Mm-hmm. It's just something I think over the years that we just do. It's just something, and there's no one in our head office that would ever want to see a solo traveler from one of our groups left behind with no support. So it could even be worst case scenario, someone maybe had an accident and their insurance company had taken over and they'd been moved into a hospital, but we would still stay in touch, as would the solo's tour leader, because by then they've made connections as well. They've made friendships. So you'd find that the group and the tour leader would still stay in touch with someone, whether they'd left their passport and they were waiting, whether they'd had a fall and needed to stay and wait a few days before traveling back. There would be a support network around them for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's wonderful, especially if you have an accident. Hey folks, stick with it. You're right back with more Hannah and Saving with Steve.
More expert advice for having a happier relationship with money still to come on the Saving with Steve show on UK Health Radio.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Welcome back to the show that is here to help you achieve your financial goals. It's the Saving with Steve show. Now here's your host, Steve Sexton, on UK Health Radio.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Saving with Steve show, where we talk about the ins and outs of money. I want to get right to it because right now we're going to be talking about solo's experiences, some of the travel experiences. And, you know, Hannah here, she's been wonderful. She's given us some aha moments, things to think about. The ability to know what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, who you're going to be connecting with through the travel company. So you know, it's just that solid foundation of knowing what's going to happen next, especially if this is your first time. And it adds you that safety. And you know what? It's really very cool because I still am in shock that the number of attendee size is only 18. So that's really cool because it's usually you see solo travel or not see solo travel, but my experience from the emails we received, it's 40, 50, 60, sometimes as many as 100. And a lot of times that looks like a cattle prod of people getting pushed through a tour guide. So that's not so fun, but 18 is great. But let's talk about some of the experiences, you know, like for example, the views of Mount Everest. Talk about that experience for somebody. I think that would be very cool for the bucket list person.
So I've got there's a very, and it's not a long story, it's a quite short story about Mount Everest. So we do a trip to Nepal. And they you tour around Nepal over about 12, 14 days. At one point, you go to a viewing platform where you can see Everest. There's a museum there and there's a viewing platform and you can see it. And I remember a tour leader saying to me once that he was with a group there, and there was one of his group just standing on their own looking out at this Everest landscape, and it was spectacular. And he walked over to the guest of the group and he said to him, do you mind if I join you? And the guy turned around to him and said, absolutely, because this is not something I should see on my own. I need to share it. It is just so breathtaking. And that really hit me, because that just showed me that if that member of our group hadn't have been in traveling with us, and they had been there on their own, they wouldn't have had the opportunity to say to their tour leader or a fellow guest in the group, come and join me. This is just too good to not share. And I think that just resonated with me, because that's what we're trying to achieve. We're trying to give them a platform to look at that Everest view and share it with others that appreciate it and enjoy it as much as they do. That was just a story that always stuck with me, because I think it was quite profound for the tour leader as well to realise that they're making such a difference to the people that are travelling with them in their group. So that little story always just stuck with me.
You know what? That just tells me that for that individual who saw that, it's the experience, and that's the experience you always remember. Because for me, I part of my past life, I developed businesses, and one of the places was South Africa, and I went on safari. And I still remember some of the things I saw still give me goosebumps. And that experience, I mean,
it stays with you.
It's been 30 years, and I'm getting goosebumps right now just thinking about it. So it's one of those things that's really very, very cool. And that's why when you travel for the experience that you know, because at the end of the day, you know, money's gone. It's the experience. So what other experiences, you know, like, for example, you know, the walking trails across Europe, what's that all about?
So we have a number of walking weeks across Europe. We go, we have a fairly big program in Italy. We walk in Montenegro now, we've introduced. We've got Spain and Portugal. Walking is very, very popular. People like doing an activity at the same time as socializing. So we get lots of photos coming, and we've got a travel circle on Facebook where our guests post videos and pictures of the trips they're on. And it's wonderful seeing them kind of just walking along on these trails, but getting to know each other, having the company to do it. But we do anything from easy walking around Lake Garda in northern Italy to hiking in Greece. It depends on obviously your activity level, but we normally include 4 or 5 days of walking, a couple of days off just to reset and rest. And although you've got your solo tour leader, you've also got your dedicated local specialist walking guide to make sure they're pointing out all the highlights of the areas that you're walking in. So it's quite a sociable way of doing your hobby, of having a holiday with your hobby.
Mm-hmm. So like, for example, you talked about Italy. When they're on this walking tour, give me an idea of what they'd be seeing. Help me make, I know we're on radio, we're on, people are going to see this on a podcast, but if somebody's that just listening on the radio, what would they be seeing on this walking tour while they're walking with other people?
So we do in Italy, we walk in the Tuscany region, we walk in the Umbria region, we walk in the Puglia region, all offer something very different. So if you're in Umbria, for example, it's quite flat walking, woodland, streams, dogs that go truffle hunting, so you get to see that along the way.
Oh, cool.
And there's lots of like little villages that offer you sort of food and wine experiences, because that's kind of how that region is set up. Whereas if you go down to Puglia, for example, The walking, it's drier down there. It's a little, it's not as green and lush. So you're walking more around medieval towns. So, for example, you've got the UNESCO Matera, which I don't know whether you recall, you've probably seen pictures of it. It's where the like the buildings are into the limestone cliffs, and okay. It kind of comes up to, so the walking would include tours round the local medieval sites as well. Tuscany is very much hilltop villages with wine regions and sort of walking through olive groves and sort of wineries. So depending on where you go, is the type of scenery and interactions that you'll have with the locals as well. Because, for example, in back to Umbria, it's very much about locals giving you that experience. So it depends what you want out of your walking holiday. You know, if you wanted to go to Portugal, for example, the walking's harder. You're walking longer distances, you might have more elevation, but you've got viewpoints and you've got sort of more rugged landscape in some parts of it. So it just depends what you want out of your walking week. But ultimately, you're with a fellow group of walkers that all want to be there because they want to be on that walking experience. So you've got a common ground before you even meet at your welcome meeting. Mm-hmm. So
that's really cool, because the first one really got me. I'm like, okay, we take a little walk. We're watching. I didn't know dogs go on truffle hunts. I didn't know that. And I'm like, really? So what do they do? Sift them out and their little mushrooms and all that
they
stuff?
Do. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know then
the group would then be taken back to the farmstead, and they would show them how you can cook with the truffle that the dogs have just found. It's a really lovely experience.
Oh, okay. So that would be very cool. And then going off to wine tasting and little food and all that stuff, that would be an experience. That would be very cool. Because it would be fun to go tell somebody, I just watched a bunch of dogs find my truffles, and we had this wonderful meal that they showed us how to cook. And every time I've been to Italy, the food's been just outstanding. It doesn't matter where I go. So I just thought that was really cool, because that would be a special experience. And then to see a little bit of history along with a tour guide telling you the ins and outs of how that works and stuff like that would be something special.
Yeah. Yeah, because one thing I will stress is that our solo's tour leader is like the social host. They're the organizer. They're the one that just facilitates to make sure the tour goes well. For all those specialist experiences, we always have people local to the area that can give the kind of the insight and the expertise. That's a given anywhere, because I think the best people to explain the local area are the locals. So it's very important that we weave them into the program.
Yeah, you know what? I still remember when we went to Rome with our family, we had our tour guide. His name was Nino, and he always said, Nino knows. And he would bring us to these little things, and he says, yeah, this is done. This is the way this was done. This is the way this was done. And it just made everything, even though we saw old things and history, he made it more come to life. And I think that's really great, having a wonderful tour guide, especially local.
Exactly.
So, hey, Hannah, I want to thank you so much for being here. This has just been so much fun with you. You know what? If somebody's looking to do solo travel, how can they get a hold of Solos? What would be the best way? Yeah. Is there phone numbers or an email?
Yeah, certainly. So the website, solosholidays.com. So quite straightforward, solosholidays.com. If people have any questions, they can reach the team by email, which is at reservations@solosholidays.com.
Before you go, I want to make sure you all know this will be on our website, so you can check it out. And I just want you to hear it now.
Yeah, I appreciate your time today. It's been great talking to you.
Yeah, I love your energy. I love your passion for what you do. I can tell this is what you love. And it just shows by the way you talk and some of the things you said. I was like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that. So, and I think what's really nice is so many people, they want us to do solo travel, but they're a little concerned for their safety. And you just made it so much easier for somebody to do that.
Well, they must talk to anyone that's got any questions, talk to our team. They're great people, and they will hopefully be able to give you the reassurance that we can make this a great environment for you.
Hannah, thanks for joining us today. Folks, I want to thank you for joining us here on Saving with Steve. Look forward to speaking with you next week. And I hope you have a wonderful week. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio. To learn more about the show and how to become a guest or sponsor, visit savingwithsteve.us. That's savingwithsteve.us. Join us again next time as we continue to talk about everything under the sun that relates to you having a healthier, happier relationship with money. This has been the Saving with Steve Show, hosted by Steve Sexton on UK Health Radio.